News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and you're listening to a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. The death toll in Harlem is at 4 following a massive gas explosion and a building collapse. This woman saw it happen.
There was a couple of bodies on the ground. The EMS was working on them. Everybody was screaming and hollering.
Con Edison says a neighbor reported the smell of gas about 15 minutes earlier, but crews were unable to get there in time. U.S. investigators say it's possible that that missing Malaysian airliner flew for several hours past the time that it reached its last confirmed location. Malaysian authorities are denying a report in the Wall Street Journal saying that the engine data may have continued back to a Boeing maintenance facility from that Boeing 777. Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 vanished from radar Saturday, and the plane's wreckage has still not been found. Wausau's controversial no-bid contract for fuel for city vehicles may be reconsidered.
There's already concern that the city should have put the fuel contract out on bids instead of entering a no-bid contract, which is allowed if another source cannot meet the requirements. One other fuel contractor, Antigo-based Remington Oil Company, has indicated they would have bid on the fuel. During Tuesday's Finance Committee meeting, Councilmember Keene Winters questioned the practice and asked for it to get on the agenda. He also disagrees with having Metroride getting fuel bids on their own when he believes the city would save money by bidding all of the fuel purchases together and buying in bulk. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
Wausau's Police and Fire Commission has narrowed down more than 50 applicants for the fire chief's vacancy. That's according to Human Resources Director Michael Loy.
The Police and Fire Commission got their first look at some of the candidates. At this point, they're interested in extending the opportunity to move forward to 3 of the candidates, and so we'll reach out to them and ask them if they want to continue along in the process, and if they do at that point, you know, obviously we'll let the community know who those people are.
Alloy says the names of those 3 finalists won't be made public, but Stevens Point's fire chief, Tracy Kajawa, says that she is one of the finalists. That was confirmed by Stevens Point's mayor, Andrew Halverson.
Certainly recognize and understand the professional opportunity that it is for her. It's a larger department, it's a larger community, and of course her experience equally on the fire side of the house as well as the EMS side of the house presents obviously a package of skills and a level of professionalism that really is second to none.
Wausau is looking for a replacement for Gary Bushberger, who retired earlier this year. Plover and Stevens Point officials met yesterday to begin discussing a joint municipal court. Mayor Halverson says that this is a meeting that's already accomplished a lot. He says the process will move forward quickly from here.
We talked about the initial budget. Laid out the framework for hopefully where court will be held, update on the offices for the municipal court clerk as well as the judge. So it's going remarkably well.
Applications to be the municipal judge will begin being accepted today. The exact start date for the new municipal court hasn't been set, but it could be as early as next month. In Madison, the state Senate has given its final approval to a bill that limits early voting in Wisconsin. County clerks would not be able to accept absentee ballots on the weekend, and it'd be limited to 2 weeks before the election. Janesville Democrat Tim Cullen was one of 16 senators voting against it.
This idea that people have to vote according to some Ozzie and Harriet world is beyond my comprehension. It's not consistent with the way we read the rest of our lives.
The measure was approved 17-16 in the state Senate and now moves on to the Assembly. A new poll out on Wisconsin's 2014 governor's race from Rasmussen. It's 45-45 between Scott Walker and Mary Burke. The poll has a margin of error of 4.5 percentage points. Now let's check the Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. Meteorologist Justin Lowe says we'll have a chance of widely scattered showers through the morning. Then around midday, we'll see some sunshine breaking through, and we'll get at or just above the freezing mark. Highs today will be in the low to mid-30s. It'll be cold again tonight under partly cloudy skies with a low 0 to 5 above. During the day tomorrow, into the lower 40s, sunny to partly sunny skies. It'll be windy. Areas well to our north tomorrow could see some scattered rain or snow showers. We have the hour-by-hour temperatures, 6-day forecast, and real-time weather radar to zoom right into street level of your neighborhood anytime on our webpage, wsau.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.